MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 18, 2024. Beverly elected officials are getting a pay raise. The Essex Fire Chief is stepping down. Clouds and sun, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:03 p.m. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News in Beverly, the mayor, city council, and school committee will all be getting raises starting in 2026. The city council voted 6-3 on Monday night to approve pay hikes for all three elected offices. The mayor's salary will increase each year over the next 4 years from its current $145,000 to $160,833 in 2029. City councilors and school committee members will get $500 increases in each of the next 2 years, bringing their salaries to $15,000 for councilors and $9,000 for school committee members. City councilors were divided on the merits of giving raises, particularly considering that the city will be confronting budget challenges over the next 5 years. Councilors in favor said a high mayor salary could attract better candidates, and that increased pay for city council and school committee might encourage people to run who otherwise might not be able to afford to. Stephen Hagen writes that in Essex, the fire chief, Ramey Reeder, intends to step down this week, saying his private electrical business has become too demanding to continue as chief. The longtime firefighter announced his decision to step down Monday to selectmen and in a Facebook posting on the Essex Mass Notice and Issues page. The part-time job of chief of the all-call fire department calls for much attention, according to Reeder, and he said, "Serving as chief has been one of the greatest honors of my life." On Monday, selectmen accepted Reeder's resignation from the Board of Fire Engineers and then appointed him as a firefighter EMT. More news after this break.
Garner Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. Got a great show. In both shows, we get a double interview, killing two birds at one stone. Rick Gorman, co-tournament director of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, which is happening next week, 2 days after Christmas. We hear all about that. And also, on the North Shore Show, we get our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Tuesday, Governor Maura Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and Housing and Livable Community Secretary Ed Augustus announced $27 million in housing development incentive program awards to create 709 total new units in 9 gateway cities across the state. This is Lieutenant Governor Driscoll.
It is great to be here today as we celebrate the Housing Development Incentive Program. Think about it. 1,256 new units across 15 gateway cities. From Lawrence to New Bedford, from Pittsfield to Salem, lots of places in between. Those are new units being created for families, for workers, for people who want to live in the community they grew up in or where they work. And but for programs like this, these new buildings and these new units don't get created. Thank you, Mayor DePena, for welcoming us here. Thank you to the governor for firing us up this morning. And thank you to our legislative partners. Like, we can't make these programs work without all of these resources coming together. But most assuredly, thanks for the team who built this building that we're in. Like, a wonderful partnership between people who grew up here, saw an opportunity, want to invest and give back, and look at this incredible space we're in. Not only providing new units for members of the community to live in, this incredible space for entrepreneurs to make delicious empanadas, which we just enjoyed, among other things. When you invest in projects like this, you're investing in the vibrancy of a gateway city. And as the former mayor of a gateway city for a number of years, it takes this type of partnership. It's not just about the housing. It's not just about having new spaces. Our gateway cities deserve new, vibrant spaces. It's the investments that are going to be made along this block. It's going to be the businesses that contribute to that thriving, vibrant downtown that we all want. It's the services that you rely on if you live someplace and want to be able to walk down and get a cup of coffee or any other sort of service that you need. That's the partnership that gets created by Housing Development Incentive Programs.
That's Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Two sponsors in Salem, Criterion Development Partners and Juniper Point, were awarded a combined $4.5 million to create a combined 263 units. Dave Rogers writes in the Newburyport Daily News, the Massachusetts School Building Authority, MSBA, Board of Directors on Friday voted to welcome Pentucket Regional Middle High School into its eligibility period. This vote signals the start of a multi-year partnership with the MSBA that will provide a robust study of the existing campus needs, including a review of all possible solutions, including renovation, addition, and rebuilding, according to School Superintendent Brian Forget and the Triton Regional School Committee. On itemlive.com, Zach Laird's reporting that on Tuesday, Swampscott Town Administrator Sean Fitzgerald officially announced he will be stepping down from his position at the end of 2024. Fitzgerald stated the reasons for his departure based around his goal of being more available to his three children at home. He served as town administrator since he first took on the role back in 2017. In sports, high school boys basketball from last night. Beverly handed Marblehead the first loss of the season, 60-50. 2-0 Panthers were led by a 23-point performance by Jacob Class. Maskinamatop Peabody, 64-42, as Jamison Vella led the Chieftains with 25 points. St. Mary's earned a 65-59 win over St. John's Prep. June Vasquez led the winning Spartans with 23 points. Other scores, Gloucester 68, Saugus 53, Swampscott over Winthrop 63-45. It was Lynn English 69, Everett 52, and Lynn Classical improved to 2-0 in the season with a 50-36 win over Somerville. In girls basketball, Maskinamat bested Peabody 47-41, and Winthrop notched a 32-26 win over Swampscott. In the pros, Bruins came back to beat Calgary in overtime last night 4-3. Bruins return to action tomorrow night in Edmonton. The Celtics were off last night, and they will host the Bulls tomorrow night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.